Hi, this is The Greatest Story Ever Played. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
And today we're doing a kind of best of 2018 show, just kind of a wrap up, a reflection on the games we've played, games that have come out, what we're looking forward to next year. So our first category is favorite games that you played for the first time this year. So this doesn't have to be games that came out in 2018, but you know, it's maybe something that you relate to the game on or whatever, just discovered recently, that sort of deal.
No, also, these aren't games we've necessarily reviewed on our podcast. They're just games we've played this year.
Yeah, games we've played this year, definitely. And I guess I want to give an honorable mention, actually, before I say my third one. We'll go, I guess, 3-1, but because I haven't finished the game yet. But I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn. It's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It's so good. I feel bad that it might end up being my favorite game in 2019 because that's when I'll finish it, and it's the first game I'll have played. But it's fucking good. Like it would, if I had finished it by now, I'd put it in the top three. But since I haven't finished it, I can't say that it doesn't.
Officially.
Yeah, because I guess it could go to shit, but I don't think it will. But incredible. But so my number three is Uncharted 2. Just playing through a lot of the Uncharted series this year. It's been super fun. Very awesome kind of Indiana Jones style game, of course, for people who haven't played them, but really fun. This one was especially good. It had a lot of the best parts of Uncharted in it. Good chases, good shooting, good story, all around fun. So that's my number three favorite game from this year.
Awesome. Yeah, I played part of the first one, and it's made by the same creators as Last of Us, so it's good.
Yeah.
Just based on that alone, it's really good.
Right, yeah, Naughty Dog, sweet.
Yep. So my third favorite game this year is Middle Earth: Shadow of War. So it's the sequel to Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
So I like this a lot because I love Lord of the Rings, and they added a lot of RPG customization into the second one. So it was just a lot of really cool Lord of the Rings lore with like really cool fighting. I love the combat system.
Oh,
love
cool.
The upgrading system. Just a lot of fun, in my opinion.
Do you play as actual characters?
Or
are they like made up?
It's like, so the story takes place before the first movie.
Okay.
So you play as like a ranger who's like, so Aragorn's a ranger too, but you play as like someone kind of like him.
Okay.
And you interact with characters that are in the actual series. You interact with Gollum, you see Sauron.
Okay.
I think that might be it.
Okay.
But then most of you're just going around just filleting orcs and stuff.
It's okay.
Super fun. The combat's really fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Great.
So it's, you're in the world,
mm-hmm.
you run into characters occasionally, but it's kind of a side story.
Yeah, it's kind of like a prequel that's not necessarily canon.
Right.
And honestly, this one kind of went a little bit farther in the non-canon direction.
Okay.
The first one was like more canon, but it was, I think, in my opinion, less fun.
Sure.
But still really good games. If you like Lord of the Rings, definitely worth playing.
Okay. Is the first one worth playing? Like, should you play the first one to play this one? Probably.
Probably. You don't have to, but I think it would add some depth to the characters, at least.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. My number two is the farewell episode from Life is Strange Before the Storm. So, all the other Life is Strange stuff I did play last year.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
So I hadn't got to play them, or I'd already played them by the time 2018 started, but this one came out in, I don't think, March or something like that. So that was my first time having to wait for a Life is Strange release, so I had a date that was like, you know, on my calendar, and I'm like, oh man, I can't wait till, you know, I get off work on the 20th or whatever it was, and I just came home and did that immediately, and it was awesome. So nice cap to Max and Chloe. So
yeah,
that was great.
And so my second one is Life is Strange. Just we'll say the first game. Say, don't want to cheat and do the whole thing. So yeah, we'll do the first Life is Strange, and probably the best story I've ever played through. I don't think I've experienced emotion like that in like a different game. I mean, there's been like small things here and there in different games, like in The Last of Us when you're daughter dies in the beginning, like things like that. It's like that sucked, but this whole game is like, oh man, so many sad things, so many cool things, great storytelling.
Yeah.
The gameplay was really fun. Like the whole package is just a really good game.
Feels after feels.
Oh yeah, just nonstop.
Yeah,
like literally every second.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
And even with like the rewind time power, even that was like almost didn't, you didn't feel safe making any decision because it was like, man, I guess I can rewind time, but I don't want to experience the bad decision, even if I can rewind it, because I'll remember how bad it was. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
can't do that.
Yeah, it made you feel a consequence for your actions despite being able to rewind, which mm-hmm. is pretty interesting. Like, mm-hmm. it seems like there's a different version of that where you could be like, fuck it, you know, whatever, yeah. but it didn't. You didn't feel like that at all.
No, definitely not. Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Really well done.
Yeah, that's so good. And then my number one was The Last of Us, so I, of course, was super late to the party. yep. And
yeah, dude.
Yeah, so late. And it was amazing. It was so good. And I think even on a scale, so of course, The Last of Us is great, and I don't know, everyone probably feels that way, yeah, unless they're a hater.
Yeah, I don't know how you wouldn't like that game.
Yeah, super good, but even in terms of gaming, I think it did a good thing for me, because it kind of pushed me into like a very light RPG-ish style thing. This game has some RPG elements, but it's pretty limited with...
Yeah.
You know, you can craft five things from five things or whatever. Like, yeah. it's pretty small in that. And I think that was really good because mm-hmm. I hadn't really branched into RPGs at the point when I played this year. And then I guess later on we played Vampire, which had more RPG stuff.
Yep.
And even now, like playing Horizon Zero Dawn, which has even RPG. More yeah. super RPG. So I think it, you know, the game itself is so good, but I'm glad that it kind of pushed me towards another style of game that I hadn't played that much of.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good stepping stone, yeah, because it's relatively linear. Like, you can't really go off into different side quests or anything like that at all.
Right.
But the environment's pretty expansive, and the story is super deep.
Right.
And there's enough RPG elements that, like, it makes it customizable, I guess.
Right, yeah. Not side quests, but you can be a... get good with a certain weapon mm-hmm. or
have a certain play style.
Yeah, play style or figure, you know, like something I figured out early on is because I was pretty bad at killing clickers and died a lot. So I just Molotov cocktailed them always because I was like, okay, cool. Easy. I can use this system for my advantage. And so I had less health packs, but like it was fine because the clickers were the ones who got me killed a lot. So
mm-hmm.
that was like my way around it.
And it's a great game. I it would probably be in my top three. I mean, of all time, no matter what, but I played it, you know, four years ago.
When it came out.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago, I forget when it came out, but yeah it'll be in my top three probably forever until the second one comes out, maybe, and pushes it down. Probably not going to happen, but maybe.
Yeah.
yeah, great game. So yeah, my number one this year, which I'm surprised to say, is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So I kind of bought this on a whim. I was like kind of bored, and like I like RPGs. I played the first... let's see, 3 Assassin's Creeds, maybe 4, and then got bored because they were all the same. But then I read some stuff about this one, and it got really good reviews, like 9.8 out of 10, 4.5 out of 5, like things like that. I was like, it can't be that good. But then I watched some YouTube videos on it, and it's really freaking sweet.
Okay.
So it's set in like Greek times, so like a bunch of Greek mythology. The story's really deep, really good. It's not... the typical Assassin's Creed, so I don't think you've ever played them, but in the past, the combat's been really straightforward. Like, you hold Y, you can counter any attack. Like, it's really boring, but this combat's good. It's like an actual RPG, open world. I like... It's in my opinion, it's kind of like The Witcher, The Witcher 3.
Okay.
The story's as deep, and the combat's as good, and I like it almost more because I like Greek mythology a lot. So it's kind of,
cool.
in my opinion... one of the best games I've ever played.
Wow.
So, huge plug for it. If you like Assassin's Creed, but have been, like, kind of disenchanted with the recent games before Origins, play this one. It's really good.
Nice.
You actually might like it, too.
All right.
Yeah, just saying.
And is it, so you don't need to play the old ones before?
Oh, no.
Is it kind of a restart, like how God of War is new again, I think?
Sort of, yeah. So, okay. I didn't play... so, this is the 10th Assassin's Creed game. I played the first... 3 or maybe 4.
Okay.
And then stopped.
Okay.
And I picked back up and didn't care at all about the previous ones.
Okay.
It's super, like, that's secluded good. Almost, yeah.
That's good. That's something I feel like with any huge franchises where it's like, where do I have to pick up to, like, enjoy it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is this, like, a soft restart? Because if it is, then that's good. Versus ones where, you know...
yeah.
Like, I'm sure that people could start with... Uncharted 2 instead of Uncharted 1. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't miss a ton, but, like, I don't know.
Might be helpful to have the first game in, under your belt.
Right, and you've met some characters in the first one who show up in the next one or whatever. Like,
none of that.
You know, that sort of deal. You're the same character, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Odyssey is kind of... It's hard to describe without giving too much away.
Okay.
Basically, you don't need to play other games. It's kind of like a prequel in its own right.
Cool.
It's actually for sure a prequel. So, yeah, I would recommend it. It's really good. I think I've invested like 40 hours into it. Sweet. I got it in like October.
Okay.
And I'm nowhere near done with it. It's really good. Just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they basically have the whole Greek world. So you can go to like all these different islands. You have a boat.
Oh, cool.
Like, there's like naval combat. The islands are huge. It's really good. Really well done. Graphics are great. I'd recommend it.
That's awesome. That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah.
So then we got a bunch of feedback from people from their favorite games that they played for the first time this year. Weird Wolf on Twitter wrote in and he said The Witcher 3 and Nier Automata.
Mm-hmm. Witcher 3 is really good. It's probably in my top 5 of all time.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Strong endorsement.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to a guy at work, and he said Nier was super good also.
I had not actually heard about that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard much about it. Like, I'd seen it on people's list here and there, like, for their favorite games they've played. But I didn't know much about it. But yeah, I was talking to a guy at work. It's on PS4.
Classic, right? Xbox, yeah.
Right.
Screw me, right?
Right, get on. he was saying that I think it's, like, androids and, like, stuff like that. But it sounded like it was really cool, but he was, like... He said that had come out the same year Horizon Zero Dawn did, and he bought them both, and he was like, I almost felt bad because, like, I wanted to play one, but then I couldn't play the other because they were both that good. Like, he talked them both up a lot. So, I feel like...
Maybe I'll have to check that game out.
Yeah, feels like it's got to be checked out.
Yeah. Chris on Twitter says Assassin's Creed Origins, which I haven't played this, but I looked it up, and it apparently is like Odyssey, that it's like an origin story, obviously, based on the title. But it's... They kind of righted a lot of the wrongs from the series. But then Assassin's Creed Odyssey made what they did in Origins even better. So it's kind of... How I've heard it described is, like, Odyssey is, like, a better version of Origins. I haven't played Origins, which, after seeing this list of people... A lot of people said Origins. I might go back and play that one, too.
Did Odyssey come out this year?
Yeah. It came out in October.
Ah, okay.
So, yep.
Alzared on Twitter said Assassin's Creed Origins as well, because it breathed new life into the series that had grown pretty stale. The protagonist was relatable, and the setting was ancient Egypt. And its twilight was extremely detailed.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I've kind of read online too about it.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. We got Tao on Twitter says, "What remains of Edith Finch was easily the best story-rich game I've played recently. It's short and simple, but I think it really shows how games can be used to tell a great story." Did you play that one?
I actually played it earlier this month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. So I fully agree with Tao. It was really good. And I think it's a walking sim style similar to like Firewatch.
Okay.
But it's the best version of a game like that I've played.
That's awesome.
Story was told super well, really unique. Highly recommend it.
Is this for PS4? Probably, because it's really good.
I think it might be for other things. I feel like it's on Steam for sure.
Okay.
It might be on Xbox. I don't know.
Probably not, because it's good.
Because it's good. Yeah, you gotta get PS4.
Yeah, my wife won't let me.
Edith Finch, though. Super good.
We got Mad Kaiser Mess on Twitter. Says, "Definitely Life is Strange and Nier Automata." Life is Strange, I agree with. It was my top three, and probably top 10 of all time. And then from what you said, Nier Automata sounds really good too.
Yeah, Life is Strange.
Such a good game.
I like that. I think what's cool is that, like for you, and even for me last year, like, we're finding this game 4 or 5 years after super it came
late.
Out. Like,
yeah.
Super late, and for Kaiser Mist too. Like, it seems like people just find this game... Mm-hmm. Or have been finding it late. I guess probably because it's not, you know, $5 all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And people are like, all right, I'll check it out. And
it shouldn't be. It should be like 25 easily.
Yeah.
That's really good. Which, yeah. Hey, I'm glad they're selling it for cheaper.
No, yeah. When it's on super sale, I mean, that's what got me to buy it. It's
worth more than $5.
Oh, yeah. Great. It's so good. So, I don't know. It's cool that game keeps finding people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. Esker Lott on Twitter said, The Last of Us, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Butterfly Soup.
Two of those you love.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Horizon, so good. Last of Us, great. I don't know anything about Butterfly Soup, though,
never
actually.
Never even heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that, so.
Have to look that up later.
Mm-hmm.
We got Emma on Twitter, says, Kingdom Hearts 2 easily. That's one of the games I've actually really wanted to play. Just, I guess, the Kingdom Hearts series in general. I've never played it, but I've heard it's really good.
I'm in the same spot. I have never played any of them either. But they seem like how much people love them.
Mm-hmm.
And for how almost weird they seem. Like, mm-hmm. It's like all the Disney characters, but then like the Final Fantasy characters are in
it. Yeah, it's
and,
really
like,
strange.
It's like this weird combo, but then everyone really loves it. So I'm like, it must be pretty sweet. Like,
I would assume so.
I think that there's another one that's coming out next year or something that people are pretty excited about.
Hmm.
Kingdom Hearts 3, maybe.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know.
Pick it up.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Probably worth checking those games out, though. Solarpunk on Twitter said, Life is Strange, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Persona 5.
Hmm.
So, yes, definitely in agreement.
Yep, again.
Yeah.
We got Eleanor on Twitter says, the Dragon Age series, so 1, 2, and 3, and Life is Strange, but she's struggling to find other games that catch her attention as much. That's fair. I've actually played, I played 2 and 3. 2 was really good. 3 I was less into, but it was still pretty fun.
Okay.
It's kind of like an RPG medieval kind of story-based game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got weird elements. It's hard to describe. So it's not open world, but it's kind of like open maps. There's like different maps you can go to that are more open. And you kind of travel with a party, so it's like you and 3 other NPC characters.
Okay.
And you can kind of pick your party. It's relatively strategic. It's pretty fun, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is also a gap in the gaming knowledge. My understanding is Final Fantasy can be kind of like that, right? Where you, like, choose your companions. And...
Yeah, Final Fantasy is more, from my experience, more turn-based. So it's, like, your team attacks and the enemy team attacks.
Okay.
But Dragon Age is more, it's free. So you just, you, like, cast spells and, like, attack as you would in probably Horizon Zero Dawn or something like that.
Okay, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, that's also a tough spot where you're with the games and you're like nothing else is clicking. Like,
yeah,
I feel like there's sometimes where it's like games aren't clicking, and so I'm just playing levels on The Last of Us again. You know, something like that. I'm just going back.
Something you like a lot.
Yeah, just going back to that, or like when I'm done with Horizon, I bet it will be that way because it's got an open world, so this place is fun to go kill these robots or something. Go do that for an hour instead of trying something new.
Yeah. Eleanor, if you like Dragon Age, I might recommend, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is really good. Maybe even Vampire. Like, it's not medieval necessarily, but it's kind of similar feeling. Because Dragon Age is kind of dark.
Okay.
In certain points, and Vampire's pretty dark, too.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's also open world, but it's not, because the map's not huge, but it's open enough. So maybe that could be good.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, that's cool. Nixia on Twitter said, I was late to the party, but I really loved playing Oxenfree.
That was one of our first games.
Yeah, that was one of the first games we did for this podcast.
It was fun.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Such a good, short little game. Oh, holy shit. So their new game, After Party, the one where you're partying out of hell.
Oh, yeah.
They announced their voice cast of, like, all their people. And so Ashley Birch, Chloe, she's one of the characters in it. Dave Fennoy, he was Lee in The Walking Dead. I think he's Satan in it, which is awesome.
Yeah, that fits.
Yeah, super cool.
His voice
cool.
is pretty deep.
Yeah, he's in it. Erin Yvette, who... I think she's Snow White in Wolf Among Us.
Ooh.
She's going to be in it. I can't believe I'm forgetting her name. I feel bad that I'm forgetting it. But the woman who played Delilah in Firewatch. She's also a voice. You know, so it's like...
Man, so all these people that we've heard.
And some of the people from Oxenfree are going to be back in this one. So it's crazy. They've got a killer voice cast.
All-star cast.
So yeah, it looks awesome. And for being, this fun little indie game. You know, I'm really excited for that.
Let's play that for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah. Let's see, we got Daniel on Twitter says, Life is Strange, Before the Storm, Beyond Two Souls, Nier Automata, Last of Us, Horizon Zero Dawn. So basically all the things that we would like or that you have played or in, like, can't disagree with any of those.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, except Beyond Two Souls. We haven't played that.
No.
But that's, I think that'd probably be up our alley as far as like games we'd want to play.
Yeah, I think so too. I definitely would like to play that at some point.
Oh yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Tina on Twitter said, well, I only started playing Life is Strange Before the Storm this year, and I'm going to say that and Detroit Become Human and Red Dead 2.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. I
have to get that one at some point.
Right.
Need to.
Gotta.
Last up, we got Nikki on Twitter. Says, so definitely Life is Strange 2, even if it was just one episode so far. It was really good.
Yeah.
Also, Wolf Among Us. We're playing that too. Really good. Uncharted 3, Detroit Become Human. And I'm pretty sure, even though I haven't played it yet, Red Dead Redemption 2. It sounds really good. And Far Cry Primal was really interesting. And does Pokemon Go count? I'd probably count Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, and a lot of those are really good games.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would agree, Red Dead Redemption, haven't played it, but I probably put a top 5 just because of what I've heard about it.
Yeah, everything I've tried to not hear too much so that I don't get spoiled,
mm-hmm.
but I also know when I play, I'm going to be pretty into it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that kind of ends our first time in 2018, and it switches over to our game of the year for 2018. What's the best game that you played that came out this year? And I actually didn't play a lot of games that came out this year. I ended up buying a lot of them at the end of the year, and we'll probably be playing them early next year. So,
fair.
Like, got them for $20 on Black Friday or something. Mm-hmm. So, like Detroit Become Human. Like,
yeah.
We're definitely going to play that in the first half of next year.
Yep.
Something like that. Or some of these other games, you mm-hmm. know, like, so late to the party on some of them. So, the game though that I played that I liked the most this year was, The Walking Dead final season. Those first two episodes.
Really good.
They were so good. They really, really felt like they brought the franchise back
mm-hmm.
from what it was. With the first two seasons were good, and we really enjoyed them years ago when we played them. And then New Frontier wasn't that great,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't Clem, so it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of like, all right, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, this one came back. It brought, like, you know, good scares. The relationship between Clem and AJ is cool.
Yep.
Your combat has changed a little bit. You can do a little bit more than some of your standard Telltale really games.
Well done, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you can move around a little more, stuff like that. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The kids they introduced them to, the new characters, like Lewis and Violet and Brody and
Brody.
All those people. Yeah. They added a lot of great stuff. Mm-hmm. And when we played this, the first two episodes, it was like, this is the best Walking Dead stuff in general that I felt like I'd encountered in years. Like,
yep.
The show hadn't been very good for a while. Like, it'd been okay.
I think it's better now, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, yeah. now it's definitely way better.
Yeah.
Now the show's best it has been in years also.
Mm-hmm.
But the show was in its own a new frontier stage, it yeah, seemed like. But,
for a while.
yeah, but I feel like the show and this game, like, they're both back to, like, season one good. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome. It's really great. And then even having Telltale go away, and then we thought this game was over.
yeah, and super bummed.
Yeah, super bummed, and now it's coming back, and I think comes out January 15th.
Yeah,
so,
which is really soon.
Yeah, so like 3.
A month away.
Yeah, so that's super awesome. Really excited for that. But yeah, I'm just really glad they like brought it back and excited that the game's still going to exist.
Because
I don't know, if it would just ended after two episodes, that'd have been
really sad.
The biggest bummer.
Doing such good things and then just dead before its time.
Right.
That would have sucked. And honestly, I think I might have. This might have been up there for me. Maybe top 3, top 2. But because Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out this year, I have to put it.
Fair.
Put it there. Honestly, I think it'll probably win Game of the Year, like, outright.
Really?
Like, just as a whole. Yeah.
Over like Red Dead?
Mm-hmm.
And God of War and stuff?
Which, wow. Granted, I haven't played those two.
No, right,
so
right.
I'm kind of biased, but I do think that, like, man, just with how good it is, the story, the gameplay, the combat, the exploration, the graphics.
Right.
I mean, I'd probably make it 10 out of 10, in my opinion. Like, wow. It's that good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's probably the best game I've played since Witcher 3, which it might have been the best game I played up until this game.
Okay.
So it's that good, in my opinion.
That's strong.
Yeah, very strong.
Strong plus.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I could see Red Dead 2 winning or God of War 4, but I'd put this ahead at this point because I played it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, biased, but whatever.
No, yeah, that's where this kind of makes it hard, is that unless you're someone who actually can play all of them, all of the good games, it's...
Which, if you had a PS4, you could.
Yeah.
But I don't, so...
No, right. Can't. Yeah, that's definitely something.
Yeah.
I guess that, yeah, I wonder if next year I'm going to try to be a little more on for a couple of the ones that will look like they'll win Game of the Year to get...
Mm-hmm. Get a taste of them.
Yeah. It's not like paying $60 for a game that much.
It's a lot. But I mean, if you know it's going to be good. Like, that's why with Assassin's Creed, like,
right.
I'd heard it was good, but then I spent, like, probably a week researching it. I was like, okay, this is a game I would like probably... Even if it's not, like, the best game, I would still enjoy it. So it made sense to buy it.
Yeah.
I think I got it for $50, though.
Yeah. And maybe that's the stipulation or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Pre-ordering, sure, that usually is maybe not worth it. Like, but once you, like, research it for a week, if it's like, okay, I know this is going to be in for me,
mm-hmm.
it's worth $60, that's cool. You know, like, I mean, I know I'll buy other games.
Last of Us 2, yeah.
Yeah, something like
for
that.
For sure.
Right when it comes, but... You know, other ones, it's like, I don't want to get it and then realize I don't want it or something. Mm-hmm. Too late.
Yep.
Or whatever. But
$60 out. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess on the other side of that is that, like, if it's a game you like, definitely worth buying. And, you know, I want developers to get whatever money they deserve on the other side of that. I just don't want to not like a developer because I pay too much for their game.
That's fair.
Which, yeah. Or whatever. But, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I want them to get theirs, you know. So, like, with Life is Strange 2, I wanted them to have my money and that I bought the first one for $5 on a Black Friday sale 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to pre-order. I want you to get this money because I want you to keep making games. I mm-hmm. believe in your company.
Yep.
I guess it does. And the pre-ordering Walking Dead, same thing. I wanted that game and I wanted Telltale to keep making them. So that didn't work, but...
Someone else will make money, sounds better, actually, than Telltale getting it.
Yeah, so, yeah. Hopefully someone else is getting it. But, yeah. So some listener feedback, though. Weird Wolf on Twitter wrote in. He said, God of War, Detroit Become Human, the Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, and The Quiet Man. I liked the Captain Spirit inclusion.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid game, even though it's like, you know, free in like 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 3 hours even, maybe.
Yeah, super short. Yeah, pretty short. Really fun. I really hope we see him in the next episode of Life is Strange 2. I feel like we will.
Hopefully. Or at least by the third episode.
Yeah. I hope we see him soon. Yeah. But that was really fun getting to explore his house and imagination and stuff with him.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the best free thing I've gotten in a while.
Maybe ever for me.
Yeah, maybe ever.
No, like what?
Like game or otherwise.
Yeah, I don't
even
know.
Even outside of game, free things, like, usually they aren't as good as this.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, that was definitely... I would probably replay it. It was that fun. It was free. So... Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, if you haven't played it, definitely download it for free. Yeah,
definitely worth it. Especially if you haven't played Life is Strange 2 yet.
Yeah.
I'd play it. Not that you have to, but it'd be cool to play beforehand.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Nikki on Twitter. Guess it's a bit early for Life is Strange 2, but it's still a candidate. I agree. And then we got Detroit Become Human was pretty amazing, which sounds like a common theme this year.
Yeah.
As looking down this list, there's more of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It looks super fun.
Yeah. Definitely have to play that.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa on Twitter also says, Detroit Become Human.
We got N and O on Twitter. I'm late, but Detroit was impressive. The graphics and the storytelling are literally the best. So another Detroit Become Human vote. Yep.
And then Daniel on Twitter, Detroit Become Human and buy a lot. So
so many.
Yeah, so a lot of people really love Detroit. I think we definitely want to try to play that game in the first half of next year for sure.
Yep, so pretty soon.
Yeah, so I picked it up and it sounds perfect for what we like the branching mm-hmm. style. You play as a couple characters and...
Yeah.
With this much love from people in general, but even hearing from a lot of you guys that you love it, really looking forward to playing this game. Hype is strong.
Oh, yeah. We got Connor on Twitter says Far Cry 5, Red Redemption 2, and The Walking Dead Season 4. Those sound really good too. I actually picked up Far Cry 5 briefly, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. You're in a weird cult.
Yeah, it's like this super weird cult that's like super violent.
Okay.
That makes it really interesting because you just want to kill all of them.
Is it open worldy kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, super open world. Yeah. Okay. Huge map.
Okay. So then you can just kill the cult members, basically.
Yeah, it's not super RPG based. Like you just pick up guns and shoot people, which is it's still really fun. The combat's really fun.
Okay,
that's awesome. I enjoyed it. Yep,
it looks fun. I've like had it on like a watch list to see if it goes on sale, and it did go on sale, but I ended up picking up other games. But
yeah,
it looks fun.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, Rebecca on Twitter wrote in and said it's been a strong year. And I'm way behind on some releases, but so far The Council is at the top of my list, followed closely by Monster Prom. The Council looks really cool. It's episode based, so that I think that the last episode came out this month sometime. But apparently it's episode based, but it's also sort of RPG style, and so you can like kind of choose what kind of character you'd want to be and level up some things, but it's also episode based. So
that's weird, man. Yeah,
it seems intriguing, for sure.
That sounds like something I kind of want to play.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this seems like something that should end up getting podcasted.
Probably.
It seems cool. Like, yeah. It seems like we should end up having to talk about it sometime because it seems right up our alley.
That sounds cool. We got Chris on Twitter. Says Red Dead Redemption 2. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And Vulture Gaming said God of War. New one.
I'm surprised not more people said that.
Yeah.
Unless you don't own a PS4. I've just heard that's a really good game.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people say that. I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, it looks sweet just hearing all the love. Okay, last up, we've got our 2019 releases we're most excited for. And I guess this could be projected 2019. Some of these games that we might mention or other people don't actually have a release date, but we're all assuming 2019.
Yeah.
And we actually chose the same thing.
Yep.
Last of Us 2.
Yep. Hands down.
Hands down. That trailer from E3 was the coolest fucking thing.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. Gameplay looked so cool.
Yep, graphics look amazing.
Yeah, it looks incredible. I was like, can it really like look that good? You know, like, and I think it really can.
Yep.
I haven't played most of the game. I played maybe like an hour of Uncharted 4, which is by Naughty Dog also.
Yeah.
And playing it, I was like, this looks better than any game I've played on my PS4 before. Like, I was in awe of how good it looked.
They really have that nailed down.
They actually have it nailed down. Like, they know how to push the PS4 to its limits or whatever. And so, I think The Last of Us 2 probably does look that good, for real. Because I saw people speculating whether it could or not, but,
Man.
I'm so excited to play that.
Yeah, and I'm going to buy a PS4 just to play this game. Like, that's how excited I am about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, seeing the gameplay trailer, graphics are great, but the gameplay looks really fun. And, like, more difficult than the first one, at least based on the snippet we got.
No, right, like, that they could communicate with each other, guys.
Yeah, that's cool. Looks so, in the environment looks bigger, too, like, where you're, like, fighting in. It's like the enemies could be like farther away and like communicate with each other, which is unfortunate for us because if the maps are bigger and the enemies are more of them communicate. So yeah, it looks really good. And I for sure can't wait to play it. Hopefully it comes out this year, or I guess not this year, 2019.
Yeah, I really hope it comes 2019.
Yeah, it freaking better.
Yeah, I guess if it doesn't, even if we just have a date somewhere, like I just want to have a day on my calendar that's circled that I can probably like call off the day after work or something like
day
that.
Day of after.
Yeah. Or
at midnight, day of, stay full day after, night.
Something like that where it's like, this is what I'm going to do for a while this day. Like, I don't want to beat the game in a weekend necessarily, but I want to have like a long stretch pretty quick.
Oh yeah, me too.
Like, I'm so excited for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So feedback from other people. Rebecca on Twitter says, The Sinking City, The Dark Pictures, and The Beast Inside are currently my most anticipated for early-ish, hopefully, 2019. Dark Pictures looks super cool. So Dark Pictures is this anthology series that's coming out from the Until Dawn people.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, and the short trailer they put out, it's like people on a boat, and maybe they're like deep sea diving, exploring sunken something, and seemingly monsters or something ensue and
interesting
attack them. It looks super cool.
Hell yeah.
Until Dawn was awesome, and so I will definitely play other games they make. I'm in.
I'm super in. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Alina on Twitter says, Cyberpunk, Days Gone, The Last of Us 2. Cyberpunk, for sure want to get that. It's by the makers of Witcher.
Oh, right,
so
right.
And I actually watched some gameplay for this like last week with Lewis.
Oh, cool.
And it looks really good. Really freaking good. And, I mean, I'm kind of worried that it's going to take my life over. So
right.
Maybe I'll wait to get it until I have some free time. But I really want to get that. And Days Gone looks really good, too. Looks like it could be like a either really, really good or a flop because of how the zombies and the combat look.
Right.
It looks... I mean, I'd for sure buy it day one if I had a PS4. But
yeah, I'm
looks cool.
I'm yeah. Cyberpunk sounds great. It sounds it sounds like it's you could spend your whole life playing. It sounds that comprehensive,
yeah,
which
looks is really
kind of cool.
Sick.
But
yep, amazing.
Yeah, Days Gone. I'm excited for. I do have the same reservations.
Yeah.
So I think I'll probably treat it similar to how you treated Assassin's Creed this year, where it's like,
research.
All right, yeah, I'm going to research it. I'll let it come out. I'll see what people say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch some stuff. Because what I saw looked cool. I
yeah,
definitely
really
like
cool.
The idea of riding a motorcycle and fighting people and zombies. You know, that's already got me like 75% there. So
yep. And if you've seen World War Z, that's how the zombies are. They're just like... pile on each other, they run at you full force. Like, that's never been done before in a zombie game, as far as I know.
Right.
So
normally
it can be either be
slower moving.
Yeah, stuff. Really well done, or just like, this doesn't work.
Right.
Which I assume it'll be well done.
Yeah, I'm but, hoping so. Definitely want it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got Derek on Twitter said, Anthem on the PC is something I'm interested in, along with Cyberpunk, but I'm not sure if that's release window.
I've heard of Anthem. It looks really cool.
Yeah. Cyberpunk, right, like Last of Us, doesn't have a release date, but it's
it's supposed to be this year, 2019, supposed to be.
Okay.
I think that's kind of the thought, but we'll see.
Makes sense.
We got Solar Punk on Twitter says, the rest of Life is Strange 2. Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to play that too.
Yeah, looking forward to those episodes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see the Diaz boys' journey.
Diaz boys.
Yeah.
See Daniel's... powers more.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because the preview for the last one, it seemed like he was learning how to use them.
Yep.
Which was cool.
Be awesome.
Yeah. Daniel on Twitter said, whatever Deck Nine is doing, whatever Quantic Dream is doing, Last of Us 2, oh, and whatever some kind of prequel, sequel, spinoff to Horizon that's announced, whatever Guerrilla is doing. which I like this. That is definitely something that there's certain companies that if they're doing something, I'm in.
Yep.
You know, if there's anything related to Horizon Zero Dawn, I will play it and I will probably buy it straight up. Like,
no questions asked.
Yeah, no questions asked at this point. Or like whatever Deck Nine's doing since they have this mystery project. Is it Life is Strange related? Is it something different? Either way, I probably want to play.
Yep, I feel similarly.
I liked Before the Storm enough that I would want more of whatever they're doing. Definitely.
Yeah, I feel the same way with CD Projekt Red, which is what made The Witcher and Cyberpunk.
Right.
And Naughty Dog probably at this point, too.
Yeah.
They haven't read a bad game.
Right.
As far as I know.
Between Uncharted and Last of Us.
And Crash Bandicoot.
Right, yeah.
Throwback.
Yeah. And Crash, right. It's
amazing.
That's all fun stuff. That's, you know, that's not having your game where you're like, I don't know if I want to buy from you anymore.
Yeah. Until they prove otherwise, they're really good.
Yeah. I think I'd maybe put... I don't know if I'd put Don't Nod quite there now. I think I maybe would, but... So Life is Strange 1 was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Vampire was solid.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like it more now that I'm, like, looking back on it. I think I like it more.
Yeah.
In the moment, there were some things that were...
Complaints, yeah.
Complaints.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of wonder if I would pay 40 instead of 60, if I would feel different.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty solid. And then Life is Strange 2, I'm enjoying. But they've got another game coming out next year.
Oh, shit. Really?
Twin Mirror, I think. That's like a crime thing.
Oh, I think we talked about that.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm quite
Not there yet.
I don't know if I'm quite there that I'll buy it immediately, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely intrigued.
Yeah.
And I want to buy it.
Seems fair, yeah.
Because, I want them to keep making games, but...
Yeah, and keep making money.
Right. Keep making money, keep making games, mm-hmm. all of that.
Awesome. We got Nikki on Twitter, says The Last of Us 2, The Next Life is Strange 2 episodes, The Elder Scrolls 6, even though the date is not announced yet, Wolfenstein Youngblood, and that's to be announced in 2019. I'm into Elder Scrolls 6 too. I would love to play that game, because I love Skyrim, I loved Oblivion. I played Morrowind a little bit, but I love those games, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Games and Groceries on Twitter, they say, really looking forward to Division 2, but we'll see what Obsidian has to reveal at the VGA. Might be putting all other games on hold, especially since it's their dream game to make. So
I heard about Obsidian's new game they're coming out with. It's kind of like a... it's like a Fallout 3, because they made Fallout 3. It's like okay. Fallout 3 mixed with, like, space.
Oh, cool.
Like, plants and stuff. It looks super interesting.
Nice.
I actually will probably buy that, too. I forgot about that game until just now. I'm definitely going to buy that game. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. We got Chris on Twitter. The Last of Us Part 2, Life is Strange 2, Episode 2, Rules. The Walking Dead, the final season, Gears of War 5, Halo Infinite, Untitled Avengers game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, yep, I agree. I definitely want to get Gears of War 5 too when that comes out. I love Gears of War. I've played all the other ones.
Okay. Yeah, they look like a lot of fun. I think I've only like picked them up here and there, but not active.
Yeah, they're fun. They're Xbox shooting games. Might not be up your alley, but
right.
I grew up with them, so
right.
sold on them.
Right, yeah. No, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yvonne on Twitter said Cyberpunk, The Last of Us 2, Dragon Age 4, and maybe one day a new Mass Effect game.
I've heard Mass Effect's pretty good.
Yeah, I have too. It, Mass Effect alone makes me want to buy a PS3.
yeah.
Because people really like them. Mm-hmm. I see them on list a lot for like best story games.
Yeah, they're good for that. I think I played the first one. It was really good.
Yeah, none of them have remasters for PS4.
Just surprising.
For some reason.
Yeah.
There's a new one called Andromeda, I guess, but it's like, it seems like God of War 4, where it's not really related to them.
Oh, okay.
But, people who haven't played them say it's okay, but if you played the old ones, people don't like the new one as much.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Not worth picking up, probably.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of like, should I buy a PS3?
Yeah. they're not that expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that you can get them for like 100 or something, so.
Not terrible.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
Kind of a lot, though, for a really old console.
Yeah, that's kind of my debate in it, because it's like, mm-hmm. I could do that, and there's some other games I want to play, like first Red Dead, or like the Resistance games. Those are really fun.
Those are pretty good. I think I played the first two.
Yeah, those were really fun. Stuff like that, so I'm like, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably should just play the games I own.
Yeah, you got a fair amount to play through.
Right, got a backlog.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm surprised that no one mentioned Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Well,
is that supposed to come out this year?
Or 2019? Oh, maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been, like, uncertain of how to feel. Like, it looks cool, mm-hmm. but I've been uncertain if I want to play it or not. But
yeah.
There's
not enough information out there about it yet.
Yeah.
Like, I think it looks good and looks... at least intriguing and interesting at this point, but it seems like it would be good.
Yeah, I bet it will be, and maybe the more I see, the more I'll be mm-hmm. in. Between having Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen, right?
That's, yeah, right, like...
That's gotta probably have, like, you... I feel like I'm 90% in, or should be, because of that, but I think I just don't know enough that I'm like,
Yeah, and it looks really weird, which I'm also pretty into. Just weird games like that are probably action-oriented. It's like, you probably got my money already.
Yeah.
But I want to read some stuff about it first, I think.
Yeah.
Do some more gameplay trailers, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess, too, when a game sounds weird, sometimes you're like, I don't know if I would like that or not. Yeah. But then when you play, you're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's not that weird. It's not like bad weird.
Right, yeah. If it's bad weird, then it could be mm-hmm. a bummer.
Yeah.
But
We got, last up, Lucas on Twitter says, none, sadly. Which I'm surprised by. It seems like there's some supposedly good games coming out in 2019. Unless you're not like into RPGs or story-based games, maybe there wouldn't be anything. I guess. Except, feel like there's some good games coming out for, like, lots of different, like, I don't know, types. Like, Halo shooting games coming out. Gears of War 5's coming out. Really? I don't know if it's this year, next year, 2019, no, but... Yeah. There seems like there's some games coming out.
Yeah, maybe that's some of it, is maybe not having firm release dates on some of them.
Fair.
Or maybe wanting to take the I'm gonna wait and see approach. Like,
yep.
Because I guess that's something, is that if you're super hype on a game,
mm-hmm.
and then you get it and it sucks.
Yeah, super sad.
Yeah, then you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
I
video games suck in general.
I spent $60 on this and I don't even like it.
Yep.
That'd be suck. Super disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is our episode, though, on kind of best of 2018. So, and this is also our last episode for 2018, so we'll see you in 2019. Like we mentioned, Walking Dead Final Season has an episode coming out in January. Mm-hmm. I think Life is Strange 2's next episode is also supposed to be in January.
Yeah.
They didn't give a firm date, but... So I'm guessing those will be two of the next things we do.
Yeah, we'll release those ASAP.
Yeah, those will probably be two of the first things we do in January, mm-hmm. I'm guessing. But
yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the episode. So we will see you then.
Yep, later.